place to go. Have no place to go. Darling, have no place to go. Have no place to go.
5:10, Packers Bears weekend. Not the normal buzz you'd have. Certainly not the buzz of week one.
No, not at all.
What a Hawks just are. This is my summation of where the Hawks are right now. I don't even know how to spell it.
You can spell it any way you want. It still sounds the same.
Do another radio Christmas card. That's Christmas cards by phone. I'm just trying to save wear and tear on my tongue. And that'll be to, you know, well, should I say it?
I think you should say it.
Spike Odell. Spike Odell will be called this morning for a jolly, holly, merry Christmas.
Does he know
Spike Odell?
Does he know I'm calling him?
Yeah, does he know that you're calling him?
Yeah, you can't just call Spike. He's got a layer of people around him. What else on the show? Oh, Lou Manfredini coming up. I got information on a cool new hotel in Chicago. You thinking we needed another one? Yes, of course we did. Jee Suki is bringing her mom in today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When G started working with me a few months ago, before she quit working with me a month ago, I said, hey, we've got to meet your mom, because she tells funny stories about her mom. Her mom's in town. She said there was a chance she could get her up in time to get her in here by 8. We'll see. Dean Richards, of course, and then my old friend John Heffron. John and I were on the radio together in Detroit for the three longest years of my life, 1999. Heffron, of course, the winner of the first Last Comic Standing, one of the best stand-ups out there. He's in town to do stand-up. He'll be in this morning as well. We also have stuff to give away. And Super Joe, you got to make me do this today. We got a gift card to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, and we've got more tickets to the Beauty and the Beast production at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. I saw that, I think it was last Friday night. It was great.
I'll take the casino gift card.
You're afraid Beauty and the Beast, you get scared?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no raccoons in it.
You say that now, man. You say that now, but we don't know for sure.
Andy, did you know that Super Joe's afraid of raccoons?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's got a fear of raccoons.
Moving on. I think we got a commercial break or something.
Now, seasonal Christmas bonuses. Anybody get those anymore?
What are they called again?
Christmas bonuses?
I do. It's called working extra shifts.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
I'm going to sum that up. Boom.
198 employees at St. John Properties, a real estate company headquartered in Maryland, went to their holiday party the other day. They got their food. They got their drinks. They got their friends. But they also got a red envelope handed out to each one of them. Now, red generally at work.
Not good.
Red, pink, that whole shade of color is generally not good. This is pretty good. Company founder and chairman Edward St. John said, you're all participating in a bonus based on the number of years of service that you've had at the company out of a total pool of $10 million. 198 employees splitting $10 million.
Hmm. It's not a bad payday.
Carry the two.
The average bonus given out to each of the workers, from the nice lady that answers the phone all the way up to the highest performer and producer, $50,000. The highest bonus award, check handed over for $270,000. That's a good party.
Oh, that's a great party. I want to be invited to the next one.
More shrimp. I'd like to have a little bit of silence at this hour of the morning, maybe a second or two where you can just collect your thoughts.
You don't want to jolt people, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. 5:19. Steve, I know you just did the weather, but for the weekend, what are we looking at?
Let's see. Tomorrow is going to be the day of precipitation, so there's a mixed bag of stuff tomorrow, mainly in the morning. That'll be light snow and freezing drizzle, and that's going to be tonight as well into tomorrow morning. High near 36 tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be dry on Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, and 27. And we could see some sticking snow here again on Monday with high near 30. So not really a bad weekend. But tomorrow
better than Sunday?
No, Sunday better than tomorrow.
Oh, Sunday better than tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
Looks like Saturday is going to have that freezing rain and snow in the morning hours, and then temperatures falling through the afternoon. But Sunday is going to be dry, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high near 27.
Well, tomorrow is Abigail Grace's 4th birthday party.
Nice.
And then we have a wedding in the afternoon. It's a very busy day, both of those, of course, downtown here in the city.
Hopefully the freezing precipitation will be limited to tomorrow morning, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can go skating in my suit. Weddings and funerals. Those are the two occasions, of course, where I have to wear a tie. So, all right, what's happening? Super Joe, talk to me. All right, so Judy Wang joins us. We only have a minute here. What are you working on today, Judy?
Hey, good morning. I am at the 95th Street Red Line stop. This is a story about a robbery, a kidnapping, and a carjacking. It actually started on the northwest side and ended at the 95th Street station. Chicago police, they're looking for three people who pretended to be police when they kidnapped two men who were in a van, stopped at a light on the northwest side. This started at about 11:40 last night. Two men were in a white van. Again, they were waiting at a light. This was the 4000 block of North Milwaukee. Three other men approached their vehicle, told the victims they were police officers, and even showed a badge. They handcuffed and duct taped the victims, then threw them in the back of their own van. Police say that one of the kidnappers then drove the stolen vehicle all the way to the far south side, to the 100 block of West 94th, where they took a cell phone and some cash from the victim. Then at about 1:40, so this is about 2 hours after this whole thing started, the victims somehow, even though they were handcuffed and duct taped, managed to get themselves out of the back of this van, and they walked over to the 95th Street station where someone called the police. The responding officers had to show up and get them out of the handcuffs and use a special blade to cut off the duct tape. The victims were not injured, and they refused medical treatment. At this time, again, the police are looking at these three people, and they did not give a description. So that's what we have at this point.
All right, I know you got to run and do TV, but this is a crazy story. Is the public in danger from these three?
The police have not given any indication. We don't know if this was targeted. It sounds like it could have been just random. What's kind of confusing about this story is that the victims were in a white van, and the suspected kidnappers were also in a white van.
Bizarre. All right. Thank you, Judy.
All right. Thank you.
Judy Wang running off to do Channel 9 this morning, of course, and she'll cover that all morning. Obviously, Steve, what we'd like to know is if there is a running band of three guys in police suits going around kidnapping people until they get their money.
Yeah, and this story has a lot of questions, too. The suspects, apparently, the victims were handcuffed. How did they get out of the handcuffs?
Yep.
Would be one of the questions. So we wait for police to give us some more information on this.
Well, what did they cut them out of, the duct tape or the handcuffs?
Yeah, it's not clear. I mean, I don't think, unless they were some sort of plastic handcuffs that you couldn't, I don't necessarily cut them out of that, but unless you maybe have bolt cutters, but I don't think even bolt cutters.
Well, I missed the end of that story. Didn't she say in the call, Andy, that the victims were cut out by police?
Yeah, I think she was talking about the duct tape. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so as far as we know, there's no danger of three policemen running around kidnapping people. Three imposters.
Right. And I just would steer clear of a white van today, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Any white van.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you have your own white van, don't get in.
Exactly.
It's 5:23, and as we continue, Orion Samuelson will also join us in a few minutes to talk a little ag. All right. So what's wrong with our Chicago Blackhawks? Well, they're hurt.
Yeah.
They're hurt, and last night, and I mean emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
And last night in Arizona, really in the last three games, they haven't been competitive.
No.
They've been blown up. And last night in Arizona, it was clear that with a banged-up defense and the goalie, again, standing on his head as much as he possibly could.
Correct.
There was no defensive help from the forwards. There's some chances taken that allowed for breakaways. And really not a cohesive effort from beginning to end. They were down 3-0 in the first period.
Yeah, I mean, you blinked and it was already, you know, it was 3-0, and they tried coming back. The problem is that they'll score a goal, and 20 seconds later, the other team's got one in the back of the net because they don't defend in transition right now. And you're right. I mean, it's a lot of young guys out there trying to feel their way through. I mean, Adam Boqvist made a couple of nice plays, but also made a couple of rookie plays,
right.
And you kind of have to live with that if you're going to try to develop a guy to make him a stalwart on your blue line. But at the same time, it's not fair to the goalies right now. And a lot of people go, oh, they give up 5 goals, it's all the goalies' fault. No. It's not the goalies' fault.
No, I mean, when you are getting 2-on-nones and 3-on-ones, it's tough for the goalie.
Yeah, and you got to stay out of the box. I mean, they're in the penalty box 3 times in that first period, and that's not the recipe for good things, especially with the way their penalty killing has been this year. Although they did something nice yesterday, and that was killing penalties.
Take a look at what their record was this time last year. because they've got 12 wins at this point. That's not good. So see if you can find that number.
It's tough to build chemistry, you know, with the injuries and and now Boqvist is up and he's a young guy. These guys need time together, and with all the lineup changes, it's tough to know where your D partner is going to be at any given time.
And you can't keep backsliding. That's the problem. They're playing as poorly as they've played all season at a time when they absolutely have to get it together and win games. They need points. And they've had these weird little fits and starts, 5 points in three games, 4 points or 6 points in four or five. And then all of a sudden it just goes again. So, I'm concerned. Yeah, it's my team, man.
Yeah.
It's my team.
Well, let's see. Last year they didn't get their 12th win until the 20th of December.
We're not that far behind that now.
So that was a win against Dallas last year.
That's 1 week from today.
Yes.
All right. Well, we know where we are. There's nowhere to go but up. And where's the next Blackhawks game?
They will be in St. Louis tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop.
My brother and my cousin are headed to the game.
Is that right?
Oh, really? Yeah, bringing them luck. You know,
right, good. And a win over the Blues would help.
Yeah, it would be a nice little shot in the arm to take down the defending champions.
Anybody on this show done with their Christmas shopping yet? Anyone on this show not start their Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't even started.
I really haven't either. I mean, I know what I'm getting a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's a good start at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yesterday I'm now faced with I have to find a dollar store and buy a gift for someone on this show now.
Right. How miserable is that?
Even more shopping.
Yeah, I mean, what could you possibly find? And first off, how would you find a dollar store? And then what could you find? That could take 4 minutes.
Could be, yeah.
Thanks for the reminder, by the way.
Very stressful.
Dollar store, writing that down. All right, it's 5:40, the Steve Cochran Show. This is number 1502 and 326 days till Election Day next year. At 5:40, let's get an update on the agri business. When the legend's standing by, you don't want to keep the legend waiting.
No, sir.
Oh, legend.
Good morning. An interesting day in the grain market yesterday as we saw corn, wheat, and soybeans higher on the day thanks to fresh export demand and renewed hopes for the trade agreement with China after President Donald Trump tweeted that a deal with Beijing was very close. And the sales side of the grain trade yesterday was interesting as well, because exporters reported sales of U.S. corn to Mexico, a sale of 525,780 tons of corn from the 2021 crop, but another sale to Mexico of 1,074,000 tons, that going to Mexico, and then another sale of 110,000 tons of corn to an unknown destination. And as you look back over the activity during November and December so far, some pretty good sales into the export market being reported. And it's pushed prices higher. Yesterday, we did see December wheat up 8.25 cents a bushel. December corn up 10.75 cents. January soybeans up 4.25 cents a bushel. And in livestock futures trade at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February lean hog contracts traded a dollar higher per hundredweight. The December live cattle contract, on the other hand, down 12 cents a hundredweight. And the January feeder cattle contract down 22 cents a hundredweight. But again, some interesting export news in that grain market, particularly corn to our neighbors to the south, Mexico. That's Ag Biz. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thank you, Big O. It's 5:42. Remember, Spike Odell is this morning's Christmas card by phone. So we'll call Spike a little later on. I have a problem this morning. And by the way, we're going to get to another really cool Chicago hotel that's about to open here in about 10 minutes. I have a problem.
Okay.
I know you're saying, which one?
How can we help?
Yeah, is this something we can help?
Well, I like to nap. I'm tired. You know, and if I can grab an hour in the afternoon after getting up at this time of the day, it's great. Turns out naps are killing me.
Yeah.
Let's go live to Wuhan, China, where a new study, you know how I love the studies, a new study finds you might not want to sleep too much too often. Regularly taking naps that exceed 90 minutes or sleeping over 9 hours each night. Now, 9 hours each night, that's not a problem.
Good luck with that.
That's two nights. May raise one's chances of suffering a stroke. 30,000 Chinese citizens were analyzed. They discovered those who regularly took 90-minute-plus naps were 25% more likely to have a stroke than people who don't typically nap at all or sleep less than an hour. If you sleep 9 or more hours each night, you're 23% more likely to suffer a stroke than participants sleeping around 6 to 8 hours per night. Now, I don't want to have a stroke, but, you know, a solid nap is tough to beat.
I think you counteracted enough with golfing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm out there.
Yeah, I think that you're good.
Yeah, and I have lots of questions here. Does it say why that is the case? What it is about the napping and the sleeping that, is it the waking up part of this? Because is it a, are there health concerns? Do these people have health problems?
Yeah. I mean,
and who exactly is getting 9 hours of sleep at night?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
It's a very good point. I literally don't know anybody that sleeps nine hours
either.
A night.
Me neither.
I mean,
and there are so many thousands of other studies that say getting a good night's sleep, like 8 hours of sleep, is actually healthful for you. So.
Yeah, most of the studies we see, and you know we love the studies,
yeah,
say get at least 8 hours of sleep. Well, I did that in the 80s occasionally.
I mean, if your arteries are already clogged, you might not have the stamina to stay up. So that might be a precursor to sleeping longer, which would already mean that you'd be more apt to have a stroke, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through this. I don't see quantitative data on what exactly is going on, so I can only assume one thing. And that's while you're sleeping, your spouse or significant other tries to suffocate you with a pillow because you're sleeping too much and too deeply.
Yeah, I was going to say the cat would come in and try to suffocate you because we all know cats suffocate people.
That's a true story.
I don't know. Maybe it's the actual getting up because they say, you know, the first moments that people
shock
get out
to
of
your heart
is
restart.
When people have heart attacks and strokes.
Yeah. So when you get up, you're supposed to sit on the edge of the bed or the couch or the chair or whatever before you pop right straight up and go and do something.
Are you a Pop-Tart?
No, I sit up. I contemplate things. Here's what I do. The alarm goes off at 3:01 because it's not 3.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a win. And then I sit up at the edge of the bed. I curse. You know, I don't curse a lot. I curse a little.
Kind of whispering cursing.
Yeah, yeah. And I question my life choices. And then I get up, get dressed, and come in here and have a good time. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a solid routine. I'd recommend it.
3:01.
Standing by on the phone is Michael Levy, COO of Citizen M Hotels. He's from Amsterdam, but he's in Washington right now. Why would you be in Washington? It's a very toxic environment, Michael.
For a foreigner, it's not that bad, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something you already know. We have a number of delightful hotels here. We've got boutique hotels. We've got big, giant hotels. We got everything in between, and we have cool hotels. So you got to sell me this one now. What is different about Citizen M, and why am I going to love it?
Well, I guess that I can't tell you that we're not like everybody else selling a night of sleep. So we are a hotel. I think what has been different for us from the very beginning is that we have focused our hotels really on a target audience, where most hotels try to be something for everybody.
Uh-huh.
We created the hotel for frequent travelers, those people that are too many nights on the road, know exactly what they need from the hotel.
Right.
So what we have done, we have reduced all kinds of features of hotels that they don't necessarily use, and we have concentrated on those areas that would frustrate them, not being in charge of their own timing of things, check-in, check-out, features that are very important if you're traveling frequently, if you know what you want.
Yeah, get in, get out. Everything in the room works. You're not calling downstairs because the Wi-Fi is wrong, all of that. What else do frequent travelers need?
Well, what I think is that they know exactly what they want. So really they want to have control by technology on most things. But what they miss the most is that friendly smile. So although we automate a lot of things and give control to the guest, that friendly smile is right there when they walk in. And we have one type of employees, and we call them ambassadors because they really represent our brand. And their only task, their only focus is guest satisfaction. And since we have done that, they sort of receive you in their home. And it really gives a different feeling. And within the hotel group, we have been able to reach a 92.5% guest satisfaction, which for our industry is extremely high. So if you look at that from an NPS, from a Net Promoter Score, we are scoring well into the 60, which is extremely high.
All right, now the TV's got to work. It's got to be great. I got to have a great bed and a great pillow. Any issues there?
No, I think that if you sell a night of sleep, you might as well have a good bed. So we got that covered. I think television, yes, is important. But what is more important, we always say you log on to the Wi-Fi at home automatically. So that happens at our hotels as well. So you just log on. And so we've taken those little irritations out. And I can't say that one or the other thing is terribly shocking, but if you accumulate all those little frustrations and you get them covered, then sort of the experience becomes much nicer. Now, the most important feature, I think, is that we have squeezed the room's size as much as possible, so aesthetic and comfort are still there, but it is small. And we have reused that space downstairs in living rooms. So there's not a front desk or there's not a restaurant or a bar, but it is more one large communal space. So co-living and co-working, when we started out 12 years ago, was something that was natural to us. And what you see is a lot of people sort of gravitate to an environment that is very natural to them. And I think that that's where the success lies, because those ambassadors are sort of in their habitat there and take care of people.
Now, you're putting up a whole building at 300 North, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. What, a mixed-use building? You're going to have some residences and businesses in there, too?
It is mixed-use. We're at the bottom part, and there is going to be incredible residences at the top. That's correct.
All right. And what's the hope for opening date?
Well, depending a little bit, of course, on the permitting and how fast everything goes through.
That's never a problem here, Michael. Just call. I got a guy. I got a permit guy.
You got a guy? Then it's good. Then end of 22, we will do it.
Congratulations. I mean, it sounds like a cool idea, and I welcome another great property to Chicago.
Thank you. We will welcome you as soon as we're open.
Yeah, come in and see us. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
That's Michael Levy in Citizen M Hotel coming to Chicago. Well, Steve, we have a partial deal with China.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go with it until we see something done. I'm not.
It's just talk until it's not, right?
It feels like it, right? I mean, because every day there's some sort of movement or some talk of movement. And so this morning the Chinese are saying that they their exact quote was the U.S. side is talking too much. And if there is going to be an agreement, both sides will have to make an official announcement together. Without that, anything is possible. So read into that what you will. Yesterday, the president said we're close to an agreement. So we'll see if that is happening or not. The stock market loves it today. We're seeing a lot of green. And on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for today, retail sales figures for November will be due out. Retail analysts are forecasting about a 0.3% gain over October. That could be a big market mover. November's import and export prices are also coming today. October business inventories are due as well. Analysts forecast an increase of 0.2% over September. So just a few things that could move the markets on this Friday, December the 13th.
Here's the deal. If you want to get in with Lou Manfredini, or if you want your question answered for Lou Manfredini, now'd be the time to text it in. I know you're saying, Steve, it's 20 minutes from now. Well, okay. Are you going to forget? You know how we've had this talk. 312-981-7200. If you have a question for Lou, we try to get to texters and the first caller, along with all of the rest of the whining of the staff about whatever they need. As Manfredini's coming up, top six at six as well, but news time now.
Now for some more news. Ready?
Welcome to the top six at six.
What?
On the Steve Cochran Show.
That is great radio.
This is your first look at what people, animals, and assorted fruits and vegetables will be talking about today.
Item number one. After a 14-hour meeting, Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee said, you know, we're done here. Gavel, gavel, gavel. See you in the morning. In a surprise move, Jerry Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary, said, enough of this for tonight. We're out. Republicans yelled and screamed as they had most of the day. And they will reconvene this morning. Steve, is it 10 a.m.?
Yeah, I think it probably is 9 a.m. our time. So okay. 10 a.m. Eastern time, yeah.
And they will take up a vote after some more yapping and see if they can move this, in all likelihood they will, to the full House next week. Next! House actually got some business done, passed a bill yesterday aimed at lowering prescription drug prices. You know, around Illinois, around the country, people are paying too much for drugs. And a step towards a long-held goal was met with some sharp resistance, but the bill passed largely on a party line vote of 230 to 192. And again, it's lowering prescription drug prices. Doesn't fix the problem, but certainly applies a good-sized Band-Aid to it.
If you know anybody in Canada, go meet somebody in Canada and ask them what they pay for their very same medicines there, and your opinions will change dramatically on this. It's so much cheaper elsewhere in the world to get medicine.
Yeah, the interesting situation, though, for those who have to order drugs from Canada, is be aware of this. Canada drug companies can no longer take credit cards. So you have to pay by wired check or check through the mail. And then many of those drugs come from overseas. So you could be looking at 30 to 60 days before you get your first supply. So just plan ahead. Steve's not wrong about the price. Just plan ahead. Next. Is it the Gemini meteor shower, Steve?
Gemini.
The Gemini meteor shower allegedly will peak tonight and tomorrow night. It's considered to be one of the best. Will we see it?
We will not, because it's going to be cloudy.
Crap.
Yeah.
That's a meteorological term.
Listen, I used to do all of these. I used to go camping when we had these meteor showers in Wisconsin. And for the last year or so, we've had the worst luck in terms of weather because it's been cloudy here in Wisconsin. Where the whole area is in that red zone with no viewing possible.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
When does it happen again? Say 1,000 years from now?
No, the Geminids, they come every year.
Oh, they do.
And they vary each year. They vary in intensity. But this year's supposed to be a good one.
And next year, do we feel better about our chances? Oh, it's probably too early to tell.
Probably. Well, the expanded forecast doesn't go that far.
No, probably not. Next, the Art Institute of Chicago has given free admission to City College students. So if you go to any of the City Colleges, you can now get into the Art Institute for free. Save you $14. It's a pretty good deal. And finally, this... you know, if you're worried about porch pirates, I mean, you should be. You know what you can't have? The Amazon driver stealing your stuff.
Oh, no.
That's no good. This, of course, happened in Florida. An Amazon driver in Florida is accused of stealing about $900 in merchandise and gift cards from packages he was supposed to deliver. Oscar Rodriguez Okur Jr., 22, was arrested Thursday in Tampa, charged with grand theft. He had listed many items, such as a Ring video doorbell, Apple AirPods, a PlayStation game, as missing. The way he got caught, though, is pure genius for a criminal standpoint. The gift cards that he stole, the Amazon gift cards, he stole them and he loaded them on his personal Amazon account.
Because that's so smart.
Wow.
Then the best detectives got on it, and within 6 minutes, they had him. So, again, get your packages off the front step as fast as you can. And Amazon is trying to find all the bad guys and rein them in.
Hello.
It's time to learn it all. You're on Lou's First Call.
Hello.
Lou's First Call is sponsored by Gilkey Windows, Chicago's only family-owned, direct-to-consumer window manufacturer.
Lou, I apologize. Like, I don't know what goes on this show anymore. I don't know when music plays. I don't know when it doesn't.
I know.
I don't know what the rules are day to day. I'm just trying to swim upstream, man.
That's, you know what? The problem is when you get to the top of the stream, you know what happens to the salmon. Right?
The ratings are really good, and we thank the audience for that.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Please stay.
Right. You don't want to get to the top of the stream. You want to just get to the top, and then you just want to circle. Circle.
All right, so Lou Banfernini, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Will we be on next week?
Is that the what's the date?
Well, that would be the 20th.
No, it's not next week. It's the week after.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying. Am I saying Merry Christmas to you today? Or are you going to be on with me next week?
I'll be on with you next week.
Okay, good.
On the 20th? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all.
Yeah. You got me nervous that next week was Christmas. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm rapping today.
Are you with me though? We really should outlaw this. We get hosed and a week goes away. I mean, Thanksgiving should be locked in to the third week in November.
Yeah.
To give us the 5 week run up to Christmas. Mm.
I do. I do want to change the whole Thanksgiving thing because that it really. Messed with, you know, as a somebody that owns a couple hardware stores, one in Chicago and one in Villa Park, Ace Hardware, it's really messing with our sales.
Losing the week.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it really, and it's, everybody's in a huge rush. And
anybody in business like you,
right?
They have the same problem. If you sell 100%. Stuff between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you need that extra week.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should move Thanksgiving to August.
You know, September's a slow month in retail, so September would be good.
September would be better?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm with you. September. Yeah. Starting next year. Thanksgiving moves too.
See if that committee that's meeting right now would take that up.
September 10th.
Yeah.
That's a Thursday.
I love it.
All right. Hey, I told you about my faucet. My faucet in the bathroom. Trickle.
Did you do what I asked?
Yes, we've done that. We've also done, I attenuated. Let me tell you something. I had to stretch before I attenuated.
I was going to say, make sure you lubricate.
Yeah, and didn't work. So we think it's a faucet issue now because you take the faucet off and we get some normal running water.
From the water lines underneath the sink.
Yeah, so it's not a pipes thing.
Okay.
I mean, my pipes are a problem,
mm-hmm.
but the pipes in the sink, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that, a faucet creating a trickle because there's a faucet problem?
Sure. I mean, and that would be, it certainly could happen within the valve body. I mean, look, if it's a, is it a single handle or two handle faucet?
That's single.
So it's probably some issue in the cartridge itself.
Cartridge.
If you were to, with the faucet still on there, whomever's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes you think I'm not doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not, but what makes you think that?
Because we've known each other a long
time.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
And so you just keep swimming and I'll do the home improvement stuff.
That's exactly right.
My guess is it's probably something within the insert of the body of the faucet. The faucet, remember, the faucet body itself is just a little, some brass with a bunch of holes in it. And mm-hmm. so if that insert comes out, the cartridge, that either could be faulty, it could be clogged. You could clean the inside. When you pull that out, there'll be a shaft that you could pour a little CLR and an old toothbrush and kind of do a little scrubbing.
Okay.
Plumbers will sometimes, when they pull that out, then with the water off, they'll turn the water on and allow it to kind of come up like a, almost like a little volcano of water.
Yeah, like the clampet in the backyard.
There. Like the clampets. Yeah. And so that would come up, and then you'd wipe that up a little bit and then reinsert the cartridge and see if it then solves the problem. You go to the manufacturer, because that bathroom's fairly new,
yeah.
They'll send you a new cartridge almost for sure for free.
Oh, good. So you don't have to go to the cartridge hut or just cartridges?
Just cartridge. Correct. Right. Yeah. There are places that do that.
See, Lou is great. Lou knows his stuff. That's why every Saturday morning you need to be listening to Lou Stock. Every Saturday morning between 7 and 10 where people call and they
House
say,
Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou. And Lou says, what? And I say, I got this problem, I got that problem.
Mm-hmm.
First caller, 312-981-7200. We'll get to you in a second if you want to jump in. We had two people call and hang up this morning.
Oh.
So let's go to the
Texans. Did they crank call you?
Yeah, they called up and said, hey, can I talk to Lou?
A ding-dong ditch.
And then they hung up.
Right.
And if anybody on the staff has a question for Lou, we may have a moment. 815, hi, Lou, happy holidays. Can you give me a recommendation for a heating unit in my garage? We want something permanent. Any tips?
So there's a couple different ways to do that. They're probably the most efficient is there are these gas units that run off natural gas that you hang from the ceiling that are fan-forced. One such maker is Dayton, Dayton, and they are kind of the industry standard for garage heaters, and they have a thermostat. They kick on. I mean, with something like that, with the door closed, you could get the thing to 70 degrees, no problem. Or there are also wall-mounted gas-fired ventless systems. One is called CharmGlow is the manufacturer, and those have a thermostat as well. And you don't need to vent them, and they, too, can get... it's probably a little bit easier to install because you mount it on the wall. You just need to get a gas line to it. There are electric units, too, if the gas doesn't sound like something you want to do. They're just not as efficient, and they take much longer, it has been my experience, to heat the space up.
Lou from the 708, what about melting ice from the roof that freezes in the downspout and splits the downspout lengthwise at the seam?
There is a company called Hot Sock. It's actually called, the company's called Liquid Snow Shovel, and they make something called a hot sock. And basically what it is a nylon, like pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
it's
what I'm wearing?
Like what you're wearing.
Okay.
And I do still think the whole 1940s fishnet look mm-hmm. is a good one.
Well, go ahead. I'm glad.
It's filled with liquid calcium chloride. And you place those in areas where you're having an issue. People that have ice dams and they It's a reoccurring issue. You can put these up with a ladder. You lay them either in the gutter, on the roof area, wherever you're having a problem. And they will typically last anywhere from 30 to 45 days.
Wow.
And so, you know, right now, if you think about it, we're, you know, the beginning of December. If you were to put that up there, it won't harm the roof. And if you put it and you let it drip inside that downspout, it would not let that freeze up and crack.
Everybody should do it then. Everybody with gutters.
No. Anybody. I mean, most people don't have a problem with ice dams.
Ice. Dam.
Right. But if they do, this is a really good...
Well, how expensive is it?
I think the hot socks are around $25.
Well, if you get $25, why wouldn't you throw one up there?
Correct. Now, there's another trick to this, too. If you can't find it, many Ace Hardware sell it, a lot don't, but you can also do this yourself, where I've told people that we actually sell these at our store, the knee-high nylons, you mm-hmm. know, the do
like the ones I'm wearing.
Right? You can fill that with granular calcium chloride,
oh.
and then you tie a knot at the top, you've created your own hot sock.
Look what you did there.
And you put it up there.
Let's get Cookie in here before we run out of time. Good morning, Cookie. Like I said, good morning, Cookie. Hello, Cookie.
Hi. Hey, I was just wondering if Lou has an opinion about changing out a roof at this time of year. We've got some hail damage, and I'm looking to sell a house, and I wonder what his thoughts are.
There is no... the only bad time to put on a new roof is when it's pouring rain outside. So this kind of weather is completely fine. Roofing contractors, the material itself, can all go down. You know, if it's really, really cold, you know, like sub-zero weather, that wouldn't be a good time because it gets brittle. But as long as we're above, you know, 20 degrees, it absolutely can be done. And as long as it's not raining, it's not an issue.
Hold on. Don't go away. Don't go away. Yeah, the roofers, man, they work hard.
Oh, my gosh. That is hard work.
And my favorite question we didn't have time for. My name is Maggie. I have a farm. Recently, the well water pump doesn't work because the vandals took the handles. I like that.
Ugh.
Stolen vandal handles.
That's not good.
Yeah. Lou will call you at home. enjoy yourself, buddy.
Love you.
See you next week. Love you, Mike. And the news is next. Oh, by the way, Lou Manfredini and his first call, sponsored by Gilkey Windows, independently verified to be one of the country's most energy-efficient windows. 708 Texter, just want to say thank you and your crew. I've had a very difficult time this past week and a half. The entertainment value of the show has helped me a lot. Thank you again. Well, thank you. And 815 Vandals Taking Handles. Steve, is that a band you were in? I was in a band called Vandals Handles. Yeah. I think we all remember that. Local 11 roofer here says, thanks for the kind words. Man, I mean it. I do not know any job that's tougher than roofers. Because in the summertime, it's 900 degrees, and you're up there pounding nails.
Working with asphalt and
yeah, in the wintertime, it's freezing cold. So, 815 texter, what kind of cheese do you want with that wine of yours? Gouda. You know, nice Gouda is always nice. So... And thank you guys for listening. At 641, there is a perk at work that prompts the text question today. And that's what's, you know, I mean, you get to the end of the year, maybe you're considering new employment. Maybe you're considering, life choices. Maybe you're saying, you know, in 2020, I'm going to do something different. Or maybe you love your job and you wouldn't want to do anything else, no matter what time it starts. So here's the perk at work I speak of. This is actually in the UK. A company there, a PR firm, is a company that offers a number of decent perks, flexible office hours, unlimited vacation.
Really?
Get your work done. You can take as many days off as you want. It also lets employees take hangover days where they can work for the comfort of their couch or bed if they want. BBC 5 reports the story there. They said it's about people being able to not lie to their managers, but the idea behind it is that people have a lot of perks at work, but nobody is really rewarding honesty the way we are. One young lady is named Ellie. She's 19. She works as a PR manager. A 19-year-old PR manager. 19.
Fast track.
Ellie's boss is a woman named Claire. The company is based in Bolton in England. says that the offering attractive perks part is the key to attracting talent out of nearby Manchester. We want to do something so younger millennials would come work for us. They want to work in their PJs, sit at home on a couch? Fine, just get your job done. It's fairly innovative, but my question is, at what point do people take advantage of it because they're human beings?
But what's left to really take advantage of if you have unlimited
vacation? You can take as much vacation. Well, I mean, you know, you're not getting your job done.
Well, that's a good point.
You are taking too much vacation.
That's a good point, yes.
I mean, obviously, they can fire you because I suppose if you say to somebody, you got a hangover, just tell me you got a hangover, take as much vacation as you want, just get your job done. If you're not doing your job, I can go, what else do you want from me? You're fired. So here's the text number, 312-981-7200. What's the coolest perk you have at work? I can tell you what it is here. It's amazing studios.
Oh, beautiful studios.
These studios are ridiculous. These are the best radio studios in the country. And I got to give Todd Manley credit because he got this done. But these studios are absolutely exceptional. And we're in a beautiful location on Michigan Avenue at the Tribune Tower, which, by the way, doesn't exist anymore. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But we were right there on Michigan Avenue for all those years, and you thought, well, God, how do you beat this? And I've been in a lot of generic studios. I've been thrown out of a lot of generic studios. And to have this incredible floor-to-ceiling windowed look at the city skyline, the Chicago River, and as the sun comes up over Lake Michigan, it's phenomenal. So, I mean, is there a better perk to work here?
Well, this is it's a great view from both studios, but this one in particular, with the sun coming up, as you mentioned.
I'd say all the food that comes in and out.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal, too.
Cupcakes. I don't see that as a perk so much as I do a detriment to my health.
Yeah, it is.
Steve, you got a perk you want to tell me about that I'm not aware of?
A perk in this building?
Yeah, I think it's the view. I think it's the view. It's the studio.
Oh, it's absolutely the view, and I think that's why they pointed us in the opposite direction of the windows, because you can just find a point and just start daydreaming out these windows. It's so beautiful to see the city.
With my ADD, if I did not have my back to the window, right? Nothing would happen on this show.
Oh, you'd be watching the lake. You'd be watching the birds and the sunrise.
Steve! Super Joe, Vivian, you have a perk at work that, I mean, outside of the thrill of working for me, do you have a perk at work that I'm not aware of?
You know, outside of that?
Yeah, outside of working for me.
I'll have to rethink mine then.
Yeah, okay. All right. Vivian, anything for you?
Same.
You two are sad.
Same.
312-981-7200. Tell me about a cool perk you have at work, and I bet it's not hangover days. So it looks like, so we all understand what's going to happen today, it looks like sometime after 10 a.m. and a little more yapping in the House of Representatives, there will be a committee vote in the Judiciary Committee on whether to send the two articles of impeachment to the full House for a vote early next week, because you can betcha that they all want to get out of town for their well-deserved Christmas break. If you're like most people, yesterday you turned off the coverage because you were tired of people yelling at each other. But in the meantime, that's the plan. There'll be a limited amount of yapping starting at 10, and then the vote will take place, likely to fall strictly on party lines, or maybe a few Democrats who are in tough districts Trump had won in 2016, that may go the other way. The Lipinski vote is actually up for you know, a possible defection, if you will, to be determined. But that vote will come, and then it'll go to the full House next week. You need a simple majority in the full House. And then two-thirds of the Senate would have to vote to remove Trump from office. There's a better chance that I will regrow hair by 9 a.m. this morning. All right, so a bunch of people calling or texting in, I should say, with perks at work. 847, I have the perfect job. I work from home doing medical billing and coding. My perks are I can wear what I want. I don't need to worry about traffic. Take breaks when I need to. Listen to you guys on the radio. My hours are flexible day to day and allow for work. My work allows for doctor's appointments and other things I need to do. I respect anybody who can work from home. I do not have the discipline. I've done shows from home before. There was a couple of years where I was doing a show for a station in St. Louis, which 90% of the time I did from a home studio. And I'm distracted.
Too many other things to do.
It's home. It's house.
I mean, you feel comfortable there. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to have a reason to put pants on. You know, in general. Let's see. I'm a full-time mom and a 3 1/2 and a 2-year-old. My perk isn't a paycheck, but the daily hugs and kisses, arts and crafts, and watching them grow minute by minute. Well, I love that attitude. That's great. 815, free car washes. I was 16, got to drive my family's car. A 10-year-old Bel Air. We called it the Blue Bomb. Worked as a weekend cashier. It was the cleanest car on the road, and in hindsight, all those washes might have had a part in the floor rusting out, but it was great. 262, Steve, I'm a groomer and have my own shop. I play with dogs all day. Little contact with people is great. That's Ramo the groomer. 630, free Papa Nicholas coffee. 309, we could get a full quart of good whiskey for $4 where I was posted 50 years ago. Downside, it was in Hue, H-U-E. That's 8,500 miles from here. Well, $4 for a quart of good whiskey, that'd be about 40 now, wouldn't it? If it was 50 years ago?
Yeah.
630, I've worked at Heinz VA for nearly 30 years. My perk, I get to serve America's heroes every day. God bless you. 847, it's my coworkers, to interact with them and miss it desperately. When you retire, you'll understand. You even miss the jerks. I'll keep that in mind. I'll take that under advisement. 708, I work in a Catholic school. As my mother always said, my reward will be great in heaven. 630, I work from home. It's great in the winter. No traffic. Check this out. 563, my biggest perk at work is vacation leave and leave time. We get 20. Now, add this up, Andy.
Okay.
26 days of vacation a year.
All right.
12 sick days.
That'd be 38.
12 holidays.
That would be 50.
And around Christmas, we get 2 weeks off. We only have to take 3 vacation days, so that'd be another 7 days.
Yeah. Huh.
How many is that?
57.
57 days off.
It's a lot of days off.
Said
I worked 2 months.
I worked in healthcare for almost 20 years and got nowhere near that type of vacation. That's crazy. I'd like to know where that is. Steve, as far as the greatest perk you have at work, your correct answer should be your coworkers. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hello.
Now, there's great people that work here. I mean that with all sincerity. And it's 6:54. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll take you into the 7 o'clock hour in a second. I understand that Jisoo Ki, who worked on this show for months, is going to bring her mom in a little early today. We didn't think she'd be in until 8. Mom's coming in at 7.
Nice.
So meet Jisoo Ki's mom. And if you listen to the show when G was on, short window, I understand. But when G was on, she told some very funny stories about mom. So I'm looking forward to meeting her and telling her what a problem her daughter was. Annie Mazur's here for Dave Anna. When is Anna back? Is it Monday?
I believe it's Monday, yes. He's with his dad.
Visiting his father. Is it today he turns 96?
I think it is today.
How about that? And he's more active than you and I are.
I was going to say, a very active 96.
Andy and I were discussing off the air, he's got a personal issue he has to deal with. He normally doesn't have to buy a present for a girl. And he's got a serious girlfriend now. Do you know what you're getting?
Yeah, it's pretty much all been purchased, except, as I told you, I am thinking about another one.
Another girlfriend?
No, another gift.
Oh, another gift.
Another gift, yeah.
That's smarter than another girlfriend.
Yes.
Another girlfriend would be a bad idea.
Probably wouldn't work out very well. And I like the advice you gave me. You know, if I'm thinking about it, I should just do it.
Do right. it. Overbuy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely overbuy.
Right.
Steve, who's the hardest person to buy for that you have to buy for?
Oh, gosh. I would say probably my mother.
Is that right?
Yeah, because she always says, I don't want anything. I don't need anything. Don't get me anything. But she secretly does want stuff, and I just every year it's a challenge to find something.
Yeah, and she's trying to trick you.
She is. That's exactly what it is. I've learned that at about 40 years old that it was a trick. So now I don't fall into that trap anymore.
What about you, Jen?
All of my close girlfriends, my best friends, are all wealthier than I am.
Uh-huh.
They buy me nicer things than I can afford to buy them.
Is it a contest?
It's not a contest, but I just always feel badly.
Do you try to figure out how much the value of the gifts are so you can at least get in the ballpark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they are very generous people. They're very loving. They're unconditional. And they don't play the fairsies game. But I just always feel like I need to do better for them, you know?
Do you have one in your head? I'm not asking you to say the name, but do you have one in your head which you know is the most judgmental? And you're thinking, oh, this one. Oh, I got to get this one right.
No. That's the great thing about my girlfriends is they're
all very, like,
calm.
You're the judgmental one.
Yeah, maybe I am the judgmental one
because
I'm thinking about it too hard. Like, got to get them more things.
And where do you do most of the shopping? Everywhere?
everywhere. Okay. So I think you guys know that I'm a little quirky. You know, I like the Mickey Mouse things, the Star Wars, the Marvel, and all of my girlfriends. I have a Harry Potter fanatic, I have a Hello Kitty fanatic, and a Mickey Mouse fanatic.
Well, you want to be easy to buy for.
It's yeah. We just, you know, go to any place that sells things for 4-year-olds, and we go shopping for each other.
Well, congratulations, there, little Jen. All right, news time now. What a pleasure. You've finally come back. You've come to your senses. You've come to your senses with this noon show with your name on it. It wasn't worth breaking up with me.
Oh, we didn't break up. We're just we're separated.
Oh,
you're on a break.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jisoo Keys here. And this lovely lady sitting next to you?
This is my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Steve. So nice to meeting you.
It's nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, you're so kind.
Your
Thank you.
Daughter says wonderful things about you. She worries about you, but she talks about you all the time.
This is my Korean-American Southern little country bumpkin. Mama.
That's a whole lot in that salad shooter. Mom, you've been to G's apartment. Her apartment is quite legendary.
Oh, God.
Has it been a bit of a mess?
It's not just a mess.
Oh, it's not just a mess?
It's so filthy I can't stand. The day I was in her apartment.
Yes.
I don't know where to start.
You just started cleaning.
Just on and on and on.
Yes. Was she like that when she was a little girl? Did she not keep her room clean?
She kept room pretty clean.
And so what happened?
I had no idea what happened.
What happened? She gets on her own. She has freedom. And suddenly she's got this apartment that looks like a hoarder's apartment.
I mean, it's so filthy. She told me I shouldn't be doing anything. I can't stand.
Well, Mom, you are also a very particular person. Your standard of clean is...
She likes things her way?
Do you like things your way? Are you a difficult person?
You like it to be your way. You like
my,
it to
my
be
own
clean.
Way? Yes, my own way.
Yes, no, it's understandable.
But tell him what you did with my cabinet. So my cabinets in my kitchen don't have knobs. It's just one of those things.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's a lot of cabinets that don't have knobs. I don't know. Maybe it saves the builders some money. So
this is intentional.
Intentional. They don't have knobs. You just use your hand to open them.
Okay.
What did you do, Mom?
Well, the whole cabinets... And no doorknob.
No doorknobs.
I mean, no knob.
No knobs.
So every time I try to open, I obviously try to open,
picking the wrong side.
Yeah, wrong side. But then there's no hinge either.
Yeah, I can't tell.
So
how you open this thing? You can't tell what side to open it.
It drives me nuts. I mean, especially in the morning trying to make coffee.
Sure.
It drives me absolutely
I just want to open the damn cabinet.
So I thought, you know what? This owner, contractor knob, probably about only 25 cents.
Yes, that's all it would take.
I mean, just, you know, I thought, why can't that do that?
So how'd you fix it?
So what I did, she's got a little sticky
notes.
Pad.
Yeah, post-it
sticky
notes.
Pad, whatever. Yeah. So I put open, left, right. Left.
So you had the
right.
You had the exact post-it note for opening whether it's right or left, and now you know which side to grab.
Yeah. So now when I open the pink note, it says, "Oh, open left."
So really, I don't understand why you say she's particular.
And then, so happened to be, I look my Instagram. She.
She put it on the Instagram.
She took picture out of the window. I was dying laugh.
Well, that's good.
I couldn't believe it. She did it.
That's good. See, you're like me. I like when my kids make fun of me. I find it very funny.
And then she said, she's got to be fat. Mom's in town. I got to feed her.
Really? Wow.
I said, it's hard to feed her and hard to, like a gremlin, you know? Uh-huh. But sometimes you do get mad if I make fun of you.
But Mom, you're very, very small. You must eat like a bird. You're very small.
No, I'm...
Does she eat much?
She eats a lot.
She eats a lot, yes. She hadn't eaten 2 weeks since I've been here. Mom.
So the metabolism is like crazy.
I didn't inherit it from her. No, I got my dad's side.
Stop it. All right, more coming up with G's, Mom. Let me say hi to this morning's Christmas card by phone. Andy, I think I explained this to you.
You did.
I don't have time or discipline to
Busy
send
guy.
Out Christmas cards. And my tongue is licked out. You know, I've licked a lot of stamps in my life.
Gross.
So let's go to Spike Odell for this morning's Christmas card by phone. Hello, buddy.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How's everybody?
Come here. Get over here.
Okay. All right.
Now don't stay on my lap too long. My legs are falling asleep. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're good. I miss you.
I miss you too. Yeah. I was just listening online here a little bit. It's good to see Sandy Flavors in there. Hi, Sandy.
Spiker, how are you?
I'm good, buddy.
You want to explain why he calls you that?
I'm still trying to figure it out, actually.
You know what? We never called him Andy Mazur when he was doing sports. We called him anything but Andy Mazur. Yeah, right. What I remember was Sandy Flavors.
Sandy Flavors, something.
By the way, our boy Andy's got a very serious woman in his life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She checked out with the FBI?
Yeah. Yeah.
No Al-Qaeda affiliation?
No priors, no nothing.
And we both have known Andy long enough to know she's not in it for the money.
We know that to be the truth.
It must be love, then, baby. It must be love.
How's the grandkids?
Oh, I tell you what, they are just a hoot. They are, every one of them, they're just a pistol. We just, every time they leave the house, we shake our head and go, what was that?
Yeah, just a whirlwind. How many now?
Five.
And what are the age range?
Well, we just celebrated, one of them was 8 years old, so it was all the way from 10 to 6.
10 to 6, and do they still call you dude?
Oh, yeah. I'm dude, yeah, but their voice is changing also. The 10-year-old, it's dude.
Dude.
And it used to be, hold me, dude.
Yeah.
Now it's dude, help me.
You know why, dude? Because the first time that they had this discussion about what are they going to call grandpa, Spike said, I'm not old enough to be grandpa, they can call me dude.
That's right, right. You know what? And I honestly never heard anybody else use that term. And now Paul McCartney has got his book out, the Grand Dude book or whatever it is. So I'm going after him.
You're kidding. Paul McCartney stole your name?
He stole my name. He's got a children's book out.
What?
Yeah, Grand Dude something. You can Google it. You'll see it online. Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. As much of a Beatles fan as you've been, and now you got to sue him.
I tell you what, man, Paul McCartney rips me off. I tell you what, something if it gets outrageous. Down to legal battles, you know who's going to win that one.
Now, we know you're on social media. What else are you doing for fun?
I paint a lot. I really started taking watercolor painting serious the last year and a half or so. So I'm painting a lot.
And he's really good. I've seen some of his stuff. Good, yes. He's really good.
Yeah, I try to, with online tutorial classes you can take, you can fine tune your technique and how you like to do things. So I've learned a lot, and I apply it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's fun. It's therapeutic for me. I really enjoy it.
And because it's therapeutic, are you doing any sort of pictures to bring the trauma out of your life, like when you worked with me?
Yeah, a lot of those. You know, those pictures that look like the Scream. pictures that are dripping, you know.
How's the golf game?
Non-existent, quite honestly. I haven't played for a while. You know, we moved out of this other location a couple of years ago. And before, I lived right on the golf course, like I always have.
Yep.
And I played all the time, played every day, had a game with all the guys. But down here, I don't. Not as often as
I'm going to have to come to town and fix it.
Yeah, you know what? Play me for money right now.
I'm going to come get you. Dr. Kevin Most says, hi, what's the plan for Christmas for the family?
Well, Michael is off with her family. You know, that's what happens when your kids get married. Yep. You have to share Christmases. That's fine. That's great.
That's fun. That's okay.
So they're off. They got a place up in the mountains. They're going to go up to high above Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and spend Christmas. So Caroline and her family and ours will get together, and we're going to Karen is going to cook capons. You know what a capon is?
Isn't that a little chicken?
It's a neutered chicken, yeah. Yeah.
Get yourself a little chicken, a little baby chicken.
Yeah, everybody gets their own chicken.
And then you go out for more.
So she's going to try that.
Yeah, then you go out for more food because you're still hungry after eating a little capon.
That was my favorite line. After Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner, everybody's just stuffed. They're in a food coma. They can barely get out of the chair. And I'll say something like, hey, kids, let's all go to the Waffle House.
That's why Grand Dude's fun. Hey, a helpful 614 texter sent me a picture of a cute little boy holding a book called Hey, Grand Dude by Paul McCartney.
See? I told you.
You are exactly right. I say you sue him, and I testify on your behalf.
I tell you what, I'm going after him, and when my $2,000 runs out, I'm sure he'll be beat to like a pulp.
There's no question. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. Best of the whole family.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Everybody have a great time. I love you. I miss you, and I thank you for checking in on us.
All right, buddy.
See you, Spike.
I will paint a picture.
That's Spike Odell. He's going to go paint my head now. G-Suki is here. Spike Odell, you don't know this, G, but Spike Odell left, I think, even before you started on Windy City Live.
Mm-hmm. He
a
did.
Legend in town.
I do
legend.
Know.
Legend.
I do know he is a legend.
He was on WGN for over, what, 75 years?
I think it was 80, yeah.
Was it 80?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that long.
G-Suki is here. She's out every day at noon for the Noon Business Lunch sponsored by Wintrust. How's that going?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're getting the business news out that we need to know?
I'm trying to. Getting into the swing of things. I've got a lot of help. So, you know, that makes it a lot easier. And eventually, sure. Hopefully, we can put our own little stamp on it, too.
Sure. G's mom is here. When G was a little girl, what was your favorite thing? When you think back, memories of G as a little girl, what was your favorite thing? What did you like most about your daughter?
Well, you said, tell him what first you were worried because it had a really big...
Oh, the memory. When she was born, mm-hmm. her head was so long. I mean, this child's head is so long.
You mean big.
Yeah,
my
big head.
Was so big.
So big and long. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I thought, oh my God, what she's going to do? And I thought, I wish I can suppress and make them not that long and big.
Right. How do I shrink her head?
And Did you try?
Did you try to press my head in?
I kind of pet it, but I couldn't, you know, just, what I'm going to do? Yeah, I mean, it's so long. And the other thing, it really worried me. No hair.
No hair.
Bald.
Bald?
I thought, is this child ever going to have hair?
How old was she when she finally started to grow hair?
And about...
10?
Year.
Oh, year. Year. Okay. Well, that's tough for a little girl. Yeah. And now she got a beautiful head of hair. Yeah, look, she caught up. Her hair is beautiful.
And then, by a year later, this neighbor lady said... Following year, and I put her in the cute little girl dress on
uh-huh,
her,
uh-huh.
And the lady passed by and came back, and she told me, I thought all along your baby was a boy. Now, I didn't know that. I mean, is she really a girl? Yes, she's a girl.
Yes, I didn't put a dress on her for the joke. By the way, G, these are the good memories.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Stick around for a second. More coming up, 728, 720 WGN. The Steve Cochran Show continues. We're going to get to Hamp here in just a second. G Suki is here with her mom. Her mom's visiting from out of town, is deeply disappointed in G's apartment. But other than that, she loves seeing her daughter, loves being with her daughter. Do you have a favorite sport? Do you like American sports?
The only sport I like, the basketball.
Oh, you like basketball?
Yes.
Any particular team? Do you like the Carolina team?
Oh, yes.
That Michael Jordan owns?
Chapel Hill, or is that?
Oh, you mean college basketball.
Oh, you like college basketball.
Right. I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
Remember Chapel Hill? I forgot the name.
Tobacco Road there from between
the
Duke
Tar
and North
Heels?
Carolina.
Tar Heels. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tar Heels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
She like the
loves it so much she couldn't remember the name.
What do you think of American football?
That Steve, you're so sharp.
Yes, I really am.
That game, I had no idea.
You don't know?
I can't figure out. 9 yards, 10 yards.
Yeah, 9 yards, 10 yards.
That because I don't know any math.
Yeah?
Math. She doesn't know math.
Well, how could you know math? You're not from here.
Yeah, but still,
It's not your fault. Not your fault at all. We have a very famous football player on the phone. Very, very famous. Let me go here now. Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer, brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hamp, say hi to G's mom.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, he says, and how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Lovely, and I'm so happy the captain finally shows up because you're here.
Oh, thank you very much. This is really overwhelming.
We were going to have G's mom break down the game, but we're going to let you do it instead, Hamp. So take a break here for a second, Mom, and we'll come back to you. But first, Hamp, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, just great. Glad to have you back with us, my friend.
Yeah, me as well. And this is Packers week. It's a slightly different feel than the opening game of the season, but interestingly enough, equally important.
Absolutely. And, okay, we all know that, you know, the Bears' playoff aspirations have been put on life support for the last 3 weeks, but it doesn't change the fact that it's Packers week, and whether we're playing tiddlywinks, chess, backgammon, or you know, bags, we want to beat it. And this is a game that, for all the right reasons, the Bears match up very favorably. And maybe the best thing is the you know, other than last week against Dallas, it was the best overall performance by the Bears on the season. It kind of, you know, focused on the fact that Mitchell Trubisky had the game that everyone has been kind of crossing their fingers saying he needs to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can build on that and match up, you know, normally you go into a game with the Packers, you're going to say, ah, their quarterback's going to outplay ours. Well, not so fast. They've had some struggles. Like I said, we played our best game. There's a lot of reasons to say this is going to be a game that's going to be real interesting.
We're going to come back, get Andy Mazur involved here. We'll get our predictions, and Hamp will talk more about Bears-Packers, and we'll tell you when Hamp and OB are going to be on this weekend. By the way, Hamp, Andy Mazur described last weekend's Hamp and OB show as soothing.
Soothing. It was very soothing.
I've never heard you and OB described as soothing in my life.
Yeah, it's almost like the Sybaris on air.
I knew I'd set you up. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and Packers Week. Andy Mazur, say hi to Hamp.
Hamp, how you doing? And again, I enjoyed the soothing show last week. It was nice to hear. Nice to hear that you guys were happy with what Mitch did last week. But I want to ask you about that because it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like Matt Nagy finally decided to call plays that his quarterback can actually run.
It's amazing. You know, when you finally start putting the cheese on the cracker and doing what you're supposed to do, a lot of favorable things happen. You know, guys, here's the thing, and in a strange and abstract way, this season has gotten very interesting because of what? Well, the fact that finally Matt Nagy and this football team started to feel embarrassed. You know, they went through a period there where they got beat by the Raiders and got embarrassed by the Saints. And anyway, the final blow was out in Los Angeles when Trubisky was benched. Ever since that point, the team has played with a new direction and a new urgency. And guess what? It pays off. And these are the things that if you are like Steve Cochran and you are glued to the radio when the Hamp and OB show are on, we told you this team needed this back in September. And how do you get it? You got to play in the preseason. You got to practice hard. You got to do a lot of hard work. Well, they finally now have started doing the heavy lifting, and it's paying off. And here we are at the cusp of a game where if we beat the Packers, hey, for a lot of reasons, we want to beat the Packers. But, man, it starts putting the NFL playoffs picture into, you know, chaos. So there's a lot of reasons why this team should be inspired to go up to Lambeau.
Packers have a great turnover margin on the season. You got to get one, don't you? If you get one or two the first half, that's the game.
You know, I think Aaron Rodgers, in 13 games, he's got 23 touchdowns, only two interceptions. So, obviously, those are, you know, numbers that if you play their game, you're not going to win. You got to make them play your game. And how do you do it? Well, twice this season, the great Aaron Rodgers has struggled, and it's because of a pass rush. It was against the 49ers, and it was against the Chargers. They've got some really good pass rushers, much like Khalil Mack. Now, the Packers, they started off the season with defense and running, and they've gotten away from that. They're trying to do things easy now. Well, we can match up very well. We can rush the passer and hopefully force Aaron Rodgers into a couple of bad throws and maybe get a couple of tip balls, a couple of picks, and set up short field opportunities. You know, each and every week, this is what we want to do. But more importantly, against the Packers, because they don't like to play left-handed. They know what they want to do. They want to stick to the script. They want to stick to what's got them there. Well, if you can make them play left-handed for, you know, a half or three quarters of a football game, you can beat them. And this is a spot you kind of like the Bears. You know, the early lines were like 7.5 point favorite for the Packers. Now it's all the way down to 4. So a lot of people are drinking what the Bears are brewing.
How big of a deal is it now that Akeem Hicks is going to be back? I'm not exactly sure how long he's going to play or how many snaps he'll play, but you know, it sure seemed, and I think we've talked about this before, that Khalil Mack certainly benefited from Akeem Hicks being in there, and so did the run defense.
Andy, over the years, you've heard me say wreckers and catchers. And in a great pass rush, you've got to have wreckers that just collapse the interior of the offensive line and force quarterbacks to you know, not make those little, you know, gliding steps sideways to try to avoid, you know, a simple penetration. You got to have the whole pocket coming back in his lap. And that's what Akeem Hicks does. And, you know, obviously he had an elbow issue, and, you know, that's going to cause him, you know, certain problems. But it doesn't change the fact that he's like a bull in a china closet. He can collapse the pocket. And we haven't had anybody really do that on a consistent basis. So that is when, you know, the guys, the catchers, like Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd, that's when they really start, you know, blowing and going. And then next thing you know, Aaron Rodgers is running for his life, which is something we all desperately need for Christmas.
That's exactly right. All right, let me take you back to one of my favorite Hamp stories. In a story, our life filled with great stories, Hamp's playing. The Bears roll the Packers, I believe it was at Lambeau, and that led to a lot of people wanting to say hi after the game to you and, I believe, Mongo at a missed bus. What happened?
Well, for whatever reason, we had to play them in a preseason game, and we only played, like, you know, the first third of the game, like 25 plays. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get in the locker room, I tell Mongo, I said, come on, quick, get in the shower, let's go out in the parking lot and get a beer. And, you know, we can get before we get on the bus. So we go out there, and there's a bunch of Bear fans, and there's a bunch of Packer fans, and they're gracious, and they're, oh, yeah, how you doing? And they got a big refrigerator painted with a 72, and they're hitting it with a hammer, and we're laughing. The next thing I know, I hear the bus honking. And I look, and there's the three buses, and they're moving. And I yell at Mongo, come on, let's go. And I start moving through the cars towards where the buses are going to be over, you know, coming out of a driveway. And we're about, oh, I don't know, say 30, 40 yards away, and we're coming towards the bus, and we're raising our hand like, whoa, 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 and Dick is giving us the finger. They're exiting the parking lot.
Say, good luck, boys. See you back in Chicago.
Yep. That was a $3,000 fine missing King bus. So, but, you know, hey.
But tell everybody how you got back.
No, we had hundreds of Bear fans we could choose from. And yeah. We had a lot of fun, and we stopped at the broad shop on the way home.
All right, predictions. Andy, give me a score.
I'm going to say the Bears win this one 21-20.
21-20? I think Trubisky comes through. I think the Pinata comes through. And I think Aaron Rodgers has a tough day at his home park. 24-10, Bears. Ryan, what do you got here?
Okay, 25-10. The Bears romp, and Aaron Rodgers is going to have a really bad funk going into his Christmas holiday.
I love that. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Go Bears!
There you go. We're going to come back, say hi to G's mom again. Oh, and G, too. All right, so G Suki, you're on the radio today. What time?
At noon, for the Wintrust Business Lunch.
And I know you're putting together, because it's very topical, you're putting together who the guests will be, but is there somebody you want to plug? Or should I just say, listen at noon?
You should listen at noon.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Because, yes. Again, you want it to be topical.
Very topical. But I do know that we are going to be having the owner of a local supermarket that everyone's been writing about, that it's opening in a food desert on the south side.
So it's afternoon at noon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday at noon with G. Sue Key. We asked G to come in today because we wanted to meet her lovely mom. And she is lovely, and she's not a morning person, and yet she got up at the crack of six to get over here, and we appreciate that. She's in from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Is this your first? This is not your first trip to Chicago.
No, no.
You like Chicago?
Oh yes, I love it. But I will not live here. I can drive.
Oh, it's tough. But you know, this is a city. You don't need to drive. You know, you really don't. You can have other people drive for you. But I'm sure you miss your daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you do. We miss her since she dumped us. All right. Now, Mom, your daughter worries about you and social media. Are you sure you're okay on social media? You're not getting taken advantage of, are you?
Remember all those friends that you had on social media that weren't real people?
You're being careful out there, Mom?
I'm trying to, yes, I really do, yeah. Boy, they do really make you believe.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
Yeah. If anyone from Nigeria asks you for money, don't give them any.
Exactly, okay? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And be careful with men who want to take you away and marry you.
There were a couple, right? Weren't there?
They did, yes.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we got to make sure you're okay.
Wow. How they can do that?
It's not nice. But it's not nice. Mm-hmm. But I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. And thank you for having G.
Well, Steve, I do want to tell you, I greatly appreciate it. You gave G's a job. I'm really sincerely.
Well, that's nice
I
of you.
I really appreciate it's it nice so much.
She's very talented. And she left the show. And she'll be on today at noon. But thank you. Have a safe trip and enjoy the city. And welcome back as we continue on a Friday. 8:10, Dean Richards joins us. Hello, Dean. Nope, no Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Dean, over. You know, before we get to Dean, I have a backup guest here in studio. John Heffern was in the PPG Paints Green Room, and he joins me now. And for those of you who were longtime listeners of mine and followed me around the country in various places I've been thrown out of, John and I were on a radio station in Detroit called Q95. It was 1999. That was 20 years ago.
We did radio 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Back when it was, I have a playlist I still listen from that, from a little Celine Dion.
Sure.
To all the girls on a mama. And then a little Mariah Carey. Always be my baby.
Do you remember the day?
Boom, bop. That was our era.
Do you remember the day that Jessica Simpson came in with her dad?
And she had leather pants.
And she was like 19 years old.
And her
dad could not have been a bigger creep. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember she was talking about her leather pants splitting.
Yeah.
In a certain area that you would not want your leather pants to split.
And also one you wouldn't tell creepy disc jockeys about.
And we're on the air and you're talking to her, but she's like a kid.
Yeah.
So you can't really, what are you going to, there's nothing you can add to it. And then her dad
is there. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was also back when Mandy Moore was in our studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought she was an intern, and I literally went to her and asked her if she was going to run up to McDonald's because I wanted some potato cakes and an egg McMuffin. And then she goes, no, I'm a singer. I have a new song that's out. I'm on your station. And I'm like, I thought you were an intern.
Whatever happened to her? Did anything good ever happen for her?
To Mandy Moore? No. I think she just went off.
She's working at McDonald's.
McDonald's. Yeah.
That's it. Dean Richards, are you with me? Nope.
Back to me.
Back to John. More
Back
John.
Back to me, John Heffern. I have a new album out. People should get it. Do you miss those 20? I can't believe it's been 20
years. And you and I have not aged a bit.
Not at all.
Not a
minute.
We
look young and fresh.
Please. Yeah. You know, I'm a grandfather now.
I was a grandfather, believe it or not, for a year.
Well,
let's
focus on me. Okay. I'm a grandfather. I have two.
You have two kids.
You were a grandfather, but then you got divorced.
What?
You were a grandfather and you got divorced?
I was a grandfather, then I got divorced. So I was technically a grandfather for about a year. But yeah. Now that the divorce is thing and the kid is one, he'll never know me. Right. So I'm no longer a grandfather.
So you had grandfather removed. You don't have the title anymore.
I don't have the title, but I still have. So I guess I have some New Balance Velcro shoes that I'm trying to sell.
Okay, sure. That makes total sense.
I have a chair that stands you up.
How about the socks, the super long socks?
I have super long socks. I have glasses that go over glasses I have to still get rid of.
Now, the socks are compression socks, right, for your circulation?
And then I have pants that zip off into shorts. and what else? And I have a reverse mortgage almost filled out. Pretty much it's all filled out. I just didn't sign it. So if
and you were a little nervous about it.
Yeah. But Magnum PI told me that I'm going to be okay with
makes
it.
Makes total sense.
And I have a bathtub with the door on it. But I had to get rid of all of that because I'm no longer a grandfather.
Wait, do you have the walk-in tub?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting that. Because I was a grandpa, and I was allowed to do grandpa things.
Yeah.
And now I lost that title. Now I'm just a creepy uncle with no kids.
Right, a drifter.
Now I'm that guy. Now when I meet a woman, and she's like, oh, well, you're, you know, almost 50, and you're married. Well, what are your kids like? And I go, I don't have any. They immediately look at you like, you know.
Oh, you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a new album?
I have a brand new album called John Heffron Episodes available today on any way you can. I don't even know how you get albums.
Yeah.
Columbia Records and Tapes. Is that a thing?
Yeah. For a penny,
for
you
a
get
penny,
13.
Yeah. You get Bryan Adams' Reckless album and mine.
Yeah.
Or
download it.
Or download it. Go to Apple.
Do you have one of them websites with your name on it?
Yeah, but I don't have the link to my album because that would be too.
That would make a lot of sense if you did.
That would be too. Too. I'm still AOL.
You're still a crackerjack businessman. I've known you for years.
That's it.
It's 8:15. We'll come back more with John in a second. I believe we'll have Dean on the pipeline then too. John Heffron is here with us. Dean is at Channel 9. And Dean, sorry about the technical issues. I don't know what was going on.
Outrageous. That's what it is.
I mean, isn't it enough that you fell on Michigan Avenue and face planted?
Haven't I had enough pain and misery this week?
That's exactly right. Oh, I'm sorry. We're supposed to do an announcement from Channel 9. Jen?
Yeah, this week on Chicago's Best, good food, good beer, and of course, lots of cheer. It's an all-new Chicago's Best Brew Pubs. That's Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Thank God we got that in.
I have an announcement from Channel 9 also.
Okay.
That we're doing our 17th annual drive-through toy drive this morning.
I've been watching.
Here at 2501 West Bradley Place. So you can just pull right up, drop off toys for kids. It's all going to the Chicago Park District, and they pass them out to kids who are in need, otherwise would not have Christmas.
It's nice.
We're going to be out here through 10 o'clock. We understand that the impeachment hearings are going to be going on at
which, by the way, let's be clear, is just an excuse for you guys to go back inside. You guys can stay outside all day.
It's not that cold outside today.
No, you can stay outside all day. This is an excuse to kill the toy drive.
I would gladly. Actually, we are going to be outside during, you know, from whether we're on the air or not.
Yeah, from 10 to 10:15, and then they're done.
We'll be out there. So come on by. And we're passing out. We've got free stuff to give away from many of our fine sponsors. But most of all, I don't know how many people have gone through, but I've never seen it as busy out there it's been this morning.
Our friend John Heffron's here. John was in the PPG Paints green room, and he actually painted the green room with PPG Paints.
He is a handy comedian.
I'm telling you that right now. John, you know Dean? You've known Dean for a long time.
We've had John on when John was Last Comic Standing.
Way back in Last Comic Standing.
How many years ago was that,
Jim? I was on Last Comic Standing in 1974.
Wow.
I believe the lineup, I think it was Rhoda.
Yeah, Shecky Green was.
Yeah, I think it was Last Comic Standing, and then either Mary Tyler Moore, then Rhoda.
Were you four then?
Or three? Three's Company. It was one of those.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So you've had a lot of nice. And I'm not kidding when I told you this, John. John and I, Dean, you know, it's John and I were on the radio together.
I know.
But Dean was just walking across Michigan Avenue. He stepped into a pothole.
Yep.
Face planted on Michigan Avenue.
Yep.
And when you're famous and you're bleeding, A lot of people want to just step over you and get on with their day. But people really were nice, weren't they?
Well, people, I mean, were very nice when I fell, came to my aid and helped me and all that. But the milk of human kindness of people, you know, because social media is nothing but kindness and love.
Yes.
The reason I was crossing the street on Michigan Avenue, I was going to Water Tower trying to find a bookstore to buy Julie Andrews' new book because I was going to be interviewing her on stage at the Chicago Theater the next night.
Right.
So somebody with the milk of human kindness said, "Never mind Julie Andrews. The hills are alive with the sound of Julie Andrews kicking your ass."
Right, 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 right. Because Julie Andrews wasn't a fall, John.
Roughed
Julie me up. Andrews beat the snot out of Dean backstage. Yeah. He didn't like one of the questions.
Interviewer gets a little snotty. Yeah, interviewer gets a little snotty. Somebody else texted in to me, "If you sue, I want to represent you." That's sweet.
That's sweet. That screams
holiday season.
Sure.
Somebody else said, "Dean, you're obviously accident prone," because I don't know if you remember when I attempted to jump in John Schneider's car, the original car.
The Dukes Hazzard car, you had the mic pack on?
Right. I had a mic pack on my back and tried to jump in the car, and I fell flat on the ground.
And how much damage did you do to the car?
$6,000 worth of damage to the car.
And so, that was so much that the old general manager left the station and went to New York.
He quit shortly after that. But somebody said, "Dean, you're obviously accident prone. We suggest that you wrap yourself in bubble wrap and have somebody push you around in a wheelbarrow," which I am 100% for, by the way.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. That wouldn't be bad at all. All right. Now, Dean has told us before he had a problem with Mel Gibson. They worked it out. He's not a big Meg Ryan fan. John, and all the show business people that you've known.
Yes.
You've been living in L.A. for years. Biggest jerk celebrity you came across.
Biggest jerk celebrity that I came across.
And I can tell you one from the old days. Robert Goulet threatened to punch me in the face live on the air.
I had a run in with Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi?
Yeah.
What happened?
Like the one of the
he can be delightful. Was he drunk?
No, we did a Montreal Comedy Festival thing, and this is back when you had disposable cameras, and I wanted to take a picture of everybody that was just on the show.
A memory.
This is back before you had phones on your show.
Sure, of course.
So he was walking away, and I took a picture of me and this guy, Harlan Williams, just kind of held it up and selfied it.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me and said, "I thought I told you no pictures," and then I said I wasn't taking a picture of you, and he goes, "Yeah, but the picture went off still. Give me the camera." And he's maybe 400 pounds bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I said, "Come and take the camera from me."
And then you ran.
And then it was a thing. So he was like, "Yeah." So like when I think of Tools, I know he's a Chicago guy. He's I don't think he was.
You don't get a free pass.
But
you're a jerk,
but
you're
a jerk. But I also. You know, prior to you, I had a radio partner that was also kind of that way.
Danny Bonaducci.
I used to work with Danny Bonaducci here at like a billion years ago, who kind of had the same personality.
There's
although
a lot of
Danny
people,
was super, is I think was nicer, but could flip off like that.
And
pretty
a lot of people, Dean, you know this, if asked the question, biggest jerk celebrity, their answer would be Danny.
I have heard that before. You probably remember.
He gave me a concussion. He knocked me out on air.
Wow.
We got in a fight.
I do remember that.
Fist fight?
Yeah, we were interviewing Janet Jackson on air, right? So then there's publicists, you know, beeping when you're talking too long to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gets in a fight with this producer, this Matt, this guy Matt, who used to be in Chicago.
Yeah.
Got in a fight with them because we wrote the wrong place. They're wrong. Wherever she was performing wrong.
Yeah.
So he found out that he said the wrong thing on air, pulls Matt over. They start fighting. I see them disappear behind the console, and I hear fighting. Janet Jackson's still talking. So then I was asking her questions, then trying to get on the other side of the board of where all the stuff was happening to pull Danny off of Matt.
While you're doing the interview.
But Janet Jackson's the type of interviewer where you're going to get a two-word answer, three at the most, but I needed a sentence from her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had a sentence, I could save Matt's life. I can't answer. So I literally said to her, do you eat Pop-Tarts? And then I push myself away, and I'm over here trying to pull them off.
Right.
She says no. That's it. So I got to come back to the thing. Right. I go, well, what do you listen to when you're here in Detroit? And then I leave. So the melee's happening. I feel this sharp pain in the back of my head. We finish the whatever. We finish the show. I drive home. The girl I'm dating at the time comes over to my apartment and goes, why'd you buy, who's the VCR for? And I go, I didn't get a VCR. She goes, there's one from Best Buy on your table. Who's the VCR for? And I go, I didn't buy a VCR. And then we go, there's a VCR, it's in a bag, there's a credit card receipt with me, my signature on it. And I go, I don't remember buying that VCR. So we go to the hospital, and I stand up on one leg, and I fall immediately. I can't even stand. And this is back in the 90s when people bought DVD players. So Bonaducci hit me so hard, I went backwards in technology of movie playing. And the funny thing about that story was...
That's the funny thing about that story.
Well, so then I show up, right? And we have these little cubicles of, like, you get your mail, right? Where some sales lady is trying to get you to show up at the Shoe Hut for free from 7 to 10 on a Saturday. The one Saturday that you don't have to. And I open it in for this company that I worked for at the time. I got this letter of all this stock. I'm like, you know what? I'm such a good sidekick that this company just knows the talent they have in me. Look at all the stock they just gave me.
Not so much.
Not realizing that somewhere in the HR book, there's probably a you're not allowed to punch somebody clause.
Oh, I see.
Somewhere.
You got paid off.
In the thing.
But you got paid off.
But I was in my 20s, and I didn't realize what the stock was
You wouldn't even have to be on the show this morning if you had known what
you were
doing.
If I would have known. Sure. And then I got a free weekend in Chicago and went to that Bar Excalibur and got to stay in a condo pretty close to probably where we are right now. All for free because I was so funny at Hootie and the Blowfish tickets when I had to wrestle somebody in Jell-O for tickets.
John will tell these stories and more this weekend at the Improv.
You know what's the funny thing about that? I remember when that same thing happened with Wally Phillips and Sophia Loren.
That's exactly right.
Back in the day.
And Sophia Loren cold-cocked Wally. Yep. Remember that?
Yep.
All right, Dino reviewed Jumanji and Richard Jewell and all that
B
on TV
minus
this morning.
B minus on both of them, by the way.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Right, see you guys.
All right, see you. And he's on the radio on Sunday. You're at the Improv.
I'm at the Improv.
All weekend.
Chicago Improv all weekend. Tonight, two shows Friday. Two shows Saturday, one Sunday. Don't know why I'm talking like this.
Because you're back on the radio.
Brand new album out. Episodes. Get it everywhere. All right, That's it.
News next, 720 WGN. We're getting down to crunch time here as far as Christmas shopping goes.
Yep.
Got, what, 10, 12 days?
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things people are going, oh, my God, I can't believe I can't find this or I can't find that. So let's turn this entire audience into one Google search. If you got something you can't find and you're desperate for help, let us know what it is right now. You can text it or you can call in with it, and we'll turn it over to the audience, and we'll see if we can get you some help before 9 o'clock. 312-981-7200. Anybody on the show looking for something?
No, but I remember the good old days when we used to remember it was the first of the Cabbage Patch dolls. We couldn't find those.
Yep.
The Beanie Babies, we couldn't find those.
Yep.
There's always something every year that somebody can't find anything.
312-981-7200. If you got something you're looking for and you can't find it, like Jen, you were trying to figure out what to buy your husband. Jen DeSalvo.
You good? He gave me a few ideas, and they're okay. I really wanted to get him guitar lessons because he loves playing the guitar, and I told him that I wanted to do this and asked if he could, you know, reserve a Thursday night every week, and he said, not until the school year's over. Maybe for the summer, that'd be a better idea. So it's like, oh, well, my good idea.
Kind of shot a hole in that, didn't he?
Right?
Well, that's the beauty of being married for a little bit. You know, your person you love can just go, nah.
Just got to keep outdoing yourself every year. How do you guys do that?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy to be, you know, perfect.
In every way.
Maureen's flipping off the radio. Some people chiming in here. I need a grab bag gift. A bunch of people doing grab bags. I need a grab bag gift in the $25 to $30 range. Mm. Somebody else wants to know the perfect gift for the man who has everything. No price on this.
Yeah.
So there's that. And somebody else needs a number at Facebook. He said, all I can do is talk to my computer. Is there an actual human being number you can call at Facebook? Isn't there a website called Get Human? I feel like it's gethuman.com where you can get a human being, and actually for just about any company in the world, and it gives you the super secret number to call. I think that's right.
I think you're right.
Fender guitars have online guitar lessons you can subscribe to, and you can do them anytime, Jen DeSalvo. Also to Jen, I have a great guitar instructor that comes to you around your schedule. Let me know if interested. That's another texter.
You're right, Steve. There is a website called gethuman.com.
Is there a Facebook number on
there? There is. There is a number, but it says nobody answers this
phone,
number.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it gives you like some other ideas about how to get in touch with people. Instead, tell them why you're calling. And then, yeah, you can actually go to this Get Human thing, and they may be able to help you find somebody at Facebook. But you have to use that website.
Gethuman.com. And I'm telling you, they have numbers for just about every company there is. So, some general ideas as well while other texters are chiming in. And this is, these are 51, this is from BuzzFeed, 52 cool gifts for basically everybody on your list. If you got somebody that plays with their food and they like sports, a basketball cereal bowl.
Ooh.
Okay. You can get that, $25. A mystery subscription box featuring puzzles, cryptic messages, all based around whatever the month's theme is. You can get that as well. This is all from BuzzFeed. And we'll post this list so you can look it up. Cookbooks. Everybody suggests cookbooks. Everybody cooks in some form or another. You can't eat out 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Well, really?
I would like to, but no, there's cookbooks all over my house.
Yeah. So a cookbook could be a good idea for just about anybody. Wallets are always a good idea. Wallet and a money clip. There's a minimalist sleek wallet, fit up to 12 cards here, so you can downsize the bulky wallet. Wallets aren't cheap, depending on the wallet you get.
Mm-hmm.
But for the right wallet, that's something a dude would really appreciate.
It's true.
Let's see here. A crystal glass-looking water bottle with a lock lid and a place for a straw. You can class up your water bottle game. A salt shooter. So if you want to help and have a little more fun around the table... It's a salt shooter where you it's what it is. It's a salt shooter. I don't have to explain it, do I? A fashion watch that only looks expensive. It is a cool looking face on the watch, done up. It's $20. It's $18.99, and it still works like a watch. A galaxy donut kit that'll put all sorts of space starry looking things on your donuts.
Donuts,
and you can still eat them. It's edible. A gorgeous table book filled with the greatest ads of the 90s. So you got a kid in the 90s or somebody that came of age in the 90s? That's kind of a cool thing to have. Go back and look at the stuff that moved you. This is something I'm thinking about picking up for somebody. Kebab grilling baskets. You know, when you skewer a kebab and you're trying to grill it and suddenly a big chunk of filet falls between the grill. These are baskets. It actually traps the kebab.
Ah.
It's a cool idea. $16.99. You can buy a Fujifilm vintage style instant film camera, retro style pictures, a beer cap map if you know a redneck and you love them, Tequila Mockingbird, a cocktail recipe book, not To Kill a Mockingbird, Tequila Mockingbird with all sorts of drink recipes, a date night bucket list, so you know you don't have to go through the whole thing. What do you want to do tonight? What do you want to do tonight? let's see. A National Park homesick candle to take them back to the days when they were a kid, allegedly containing actual scents that will remind you of trips you may have made to Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, the Great Smoky Mountains, and Yellowstone.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we know that scents, S-C-E-N-T-S, are great memory triggers. But does the Grand Canyon have a particular smell? Apparently. Let's see what else I have here. There's all sorts of makeup stuff in here, but that's a very personal thing for people. You can do photos. Man, photo books are great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think, well, I got all these photos on my phone. What am I going to do with them? There's a ton of places. I mean, Walgreens will do it, but there's a ton of places that will make a photo book and turn it around in just a couple of days.
Yep.
And you're the photographer.
Yeah, I've actually been making some of my photos for gifts this year too.
And outside of you, who would you recommend to do a photo book?
I think you're on par with Walgreens. I think they're
pretty good.
Pretty good job.
Yeah. And your photo website for your professional photography is what?
That'd be andymazerphoto.com.
Here's another good idea. You got somebody that drives a lot and commutes? A memory foam seat cushion.
Hmm.
You can go to, what's the back store? You know, Relax the Back.
Oh, okay.
Relax the Back. But Bed Bath & Beyond has a bunch of these.
Yeah.
You know, so do something for the person you love's behind.
That's the beyond part.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose that's true, isn't it? Let me see if I can get you one more. There is a pillow cover for any lover of The Office that says, Dwight, you ignorant slut. A baby keepsake box with special place for all your firsts done up in fine wood. A cool-looking kitchen timer that looks like a character from Star Wars. Disney Princess face mask.
Sure. Over here.
Yeah, you'd be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's $20. These are all, you know, cheap things.
I was going to ask, what is your perfect gift?
Me?
Yeah, something that people can get you.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about that because my kids keep asking.
Mm-hmm.
Golf. If it's golf, I'm good. Yep. Yeah, if it's golf, I'm good. Made in the USA gifts, people are asking. Also, good white elephant gifts. I think all the things I'm just talking about are good white elephant gifts, aren't they?
Well, white elephants are used things. So go and find an old bottle of lotion in the back of your cabinet that's halfway used and then re-gift that as a white elephant.
Is that right? They had to be used? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the white elephant deal?
Yeah.
Remember the good old days and all the Ronco products?
Oh, yeah.
Those were big at Christmas.
Well, you know, but here's the thing. The As Seen on TV aisle at any store that sells As Seen on TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves something from that aisle.
Yeah.
Go buy something from that aisle.
The omelet maker.
Sure.
The Snuggie.
Chia Pet.
Do they still sell Snuggies?
They have a version of them now. They have this oversized hooded sweatshirt that's a big, like, velvet on the outside, Sherpa on the inside blanket. I think it's called, like, the Huggle or something.
See, I always thought, like, at some point the Snuggie would suffocate someone, lawyers would get involved, and they'd have to outlaw it.
Oh, wow.
No? Still out there.
Kind of past that curve.
Still out there. A reversible duvet cover, so you can give your cozy bedroom a fresh update. Here's the biggest problem with the duvet cover. You got to put it on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah. You ever try to put a duvet cover on and not start a fight?
No, not on purpose.
No, it's not happening. No. Mini portable grill for enjoying some barbecue on a camping trip or for a tailgate. You see those all the time, $75. And here's one no one should get, a cocktail math poster. You can whip up any of the cocktails. It's a deck of cards and a cocktail map, which tells you what the cocktails are and what the various ingredients should be. Like when you're drunk, you can read that on the wall. Yeah. You're using the wall to stand up. All right, I hope some of that was helpful. It's 8:57. John's next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We'll get the news, too, from Steve. I've got this $100 gift card to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. The seventh caller that calls Super Joe before we run out of time here and says, hey, Super Joe, Papa needs a new pair of shoes. You will get the $100 gift card to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. Man, it's a good thing the show's over. My voice is cooked. I mean, it's just about to go.
I think you sound fine.
Oh, thank you very much, Lurch.
That was my getting over my cold voice.
How are you
doing? Well,
I'm doing well. Doing better every day.
All right. And what are you doing today?
Did you guys talk much? I've been in and out about the Michael Vick being the captain of.
Didn't
the,
at all.
Did not.
Nope.
Not a bit. Got an angry email, a screed from one Steve Dale, our pet expert, and he thinks it's outrageous.
Well, it doesn't take much to fire Steve up, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we may talk about that. Actually, you know those Canada Goose jackets that everybody's wearing? There's an article out today that says, so is it worth it? Like, you're going to spend $1,000. Are you getting $1,000 worth of coat?
I'm going to go with no.
Surprising analysis coming up after the news.
See you Monday. Here's Bye. John.